This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's not every day we get to talk about a groundbreaking hybrid that can redefine crop protection, but Bayer's done just that with the release of its latest soybean brand. This new innovation offers farmers protection with up to 5 different modes of action, setting a new standard for weed control and resistance management. With this advancement, growers now have a powerful tool to maximize yields and safeguard their fields like never before. We talk with Frank Ritterman of Bayer coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Frank Ritterman is the North American Soybean Project Manager and launch lead for the new Viconic soybean traits from Bayer. He joins us to share more about this game-changing innovation. He gives us a quick rundown of how these seeds offer unmatched protection and performance.
It's been in the making for a long time, often referred to as HT4 soybean internally. Finally been able to give it the true brand name with the Viconic soybeans. What really is the exciting part about it, technically, it will be the first soybean, or it is the first soybean that combines 5 different herbicide tolerances all in one bean. So growers today, depending on which platform they choose, have access to 3 different herbicide tolerances. We're moving up not just one, we're moving up 2 notches. We're moving all the way straight from 3 to 5. Within our own XtendFlex platform, we're adding 2,4-D and mesotrione tolerance to it. And that'll give growers 4 times more options than they have today of different chemistries they can combine to control weeds that are becoming an ever bigger problem.
Ritterman explains that by adding 2 more modes of action, Viconic soybeans gives farmers unprecedented flexibility in their weed control strategies. This expanded tolerance allows growers to rotate herbicides more effectively, reducing resistance pressure and giving them more crop protection options. With this breakthrough, farmers can make smarter, more tailored decisions to keep their fields clean and productive.
So the Viconic soybeans will feature all the different herbicide tolerances that are available today. Today, growers between the platforms have a choice, or are making choices. Mm-hmm. Viconic soybeans, by bringing 2,4-D into the fold, really sets it on a level playing field with what's available to the marketplace. And by bringing mesotrione tolerance on top of that, we're also adding a completely new and unique element to soybean growers, which I've worked in the corn space in previous years before and know what the value that HVBDs in general, mesotrione in particular, can bring to corn growers. It's the same weed, the same piece of dirt that we're trying to control. It'll bring incredible value to soybean growers.
Of course, the big question mark farmers are going to have is, how is it going to perform on yield? Well, besides impressive weed control flexibility, Viconic soybeans are also delivering strong yield results in field trials. Ritterman highlights the new trait is not just about protection, but also about performance.
Yield has always been the number one decision-making criteria for growers, and in recent years there's been a little bit of a competition with the platform. This will allow now yield to be number one again. The breeding partner that we have with Bayer, we are putting a lot of effort into Viconic soybeans. We have a broad class of products coming through. We have about 250 products this year that we're testing that could be available for commercial deployment for the market for 2027 introduction, covering all the way from 000s to group 7s. So product choice will not be a limiting factor. The performance with those 250 products is already there. It's great that what we're seeing, we're already at the level of commercial checks or beating them by a bushel to 2, which is also not necessarily something that growers have come to experience in recent transitions. So the yield is there, the choice will be there. It'll come down to the regulatory timeline shaping up to allow to define the size of the 2027 market.
Viconic soybeans will be ready to hit the U.S. and Canadian fields in growing year 2027. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.